Outrage. 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 Despair. Shameful behavior. How dare an institution of learning despair? How do you dare allow the eminence, the brain, the smartest man in the planet to go away, to resign from your institution of learning? How can you dare allow to be scared of the political right, and you let this man who has shed light, Cornel West, the brain, Harvard University, you have no shame. You know, it's apparent, Martin Espinal coming to you, the Exile Exhorter, but it's quite apparent that what is going on in America today is a pushback, or better yet, a push black movement that is heavily organized, and they're using the Donald Trump debacle as the vehicle to suppress, to oppress, and more importantly, to impress upon the rest of the population their intentions. But again, we argue that they are using the Donald Trump debacle as the vehicle for the movement that's afoot against black, brown, and poor white people. Because whenever you take away the vote from any segment of the population that's not rich, wealthy, well off, then who are you really affecting here? Well, maybe not the middle class, not the upper class, not the upper middle class, sorry. But surely you affecting the black, brown, and poor populations that largely have been affected over the years by these measures, actions, and other things that have been used to keep people from voting. Today we learn that the eminent scholar, intellectual, the man I refer to as the brain, the only man, honestly, that I say is smarter than me, better trained than me, better read than I. And I don't know about that one. I don't know about the better read. But Cornel West, I have to give it up to him. Professor of Divinity. But the thing is, this man is more than just a professor of divinity. Cornel West is the brain, the smartest man on the planet. Anthony Fauci, you may know about viruses, but I'm telling you, Cornel West will tell you the story of viruses too, because he will. Because he can. Because he has. Because he is. Above all else, a man beyond reproach. I can't believe he resigned from Harvard. But given the constraints and the fact that they did not want to give the man what is due to him, Cornel West is the smartest man, the best teacher, the best instructor, the best freaking, the words escape me. I can't believe that Cornel West is out of a job. There's something really wrong with this picture. When you have such an intellectual being treated, I don't know if it's politics. Possibly it could be. But I think more so the pushback is a cultural pushback. It's a cultural push block. This whole talk about critical race theory, there's no such thing. What happens is that ever since the Emancipation Proclamation, when Lincoln made slaves in the rebel states free men, well, the white folks in power have had to deal with that situation and what to do about it and how to mitigate it and how to keep it under control, what to do, how to keep people happy on both sides of the equation. Well, now we see it. They're using the Donald Trump debacle to push back against the progress and the advancement that have been made not only by black people, brown people, women, and other people that have been out of the loop. It's a cultural backlash by the power establishment, whoever they are. But they are saying, no, you're going too fast. And within the COVID pandemic with a Delta variant, you have a Donald Trump still whining about losing the 2020 election by 7 million votes that he now says are out there in Georgia. Listen to the phone call he made that are out there. Yeah, what is it, Michigan? Listen to the phone calls over there that maybe Giuliani made. Arizona. These people were desperate to stay in power, but at the same time, they were bleeding power because he doesn't know how to govern. The guy has no clue as to how to be a president. The only thing that he cared about was maintaining his brand. And you know what? Even that is potentially not going to go anywhere. Look, if you see the rallies that he's attending and whatnot, he rambles on. Nobody cares. They just like the fact that he stands for what they believe in. The cultural blacklash against the woke movement, the Me Too movements, all these movements that are trying to advance American society to make it into a better nation that is more inclusive. These things are being thwarted. You know, the power structure, those who are, in fact, like the Harvard, the New York Times, these institutions have been here forever, and they control what we know and what we hear and what we learn. So it is what it is. At the same time, to lose a figure, a person like Cornel West, so learned, so well-rounded, so gifted, It just causes me to lose my speech, which is something that sometimes I could tell you myself, it's damn near difficult for me to ever stop talking, because we always got something to say, you know. But at the same time, This is shameful behavior on academia. And I'm going to write academia with a K and three Ks in there. Because what happens is that these institutions still maintain the institutional racism that's embedded, that's built within the structure, the rock of Plymouth. Whatever that thing is that makes America what it is, don't forget, racism is stock and barrel, part of that too. It's racism against everyone else that isn't white. That's a fact. Cornel West, he might have thought he was beyond the reach. He found himself in what would be called an untenable position. He couldn't keep working under those conditions anymore, and he resigned. And this is sad, tragic, shameful. And I wish I could say more that expresses my anger, because this is just too much. It's cultural. What does that mean? It means that they don't want people other than whites, other straight whites, white Anglo-Saxon Protestants to succeed. If you are LGBTQ, if you are Me Too movement, if you are Black Lives movement, if you are about anything that's progressive, anything that includes trying to help other folks, it seems that these ghoulish individuals on the other side, all they care about is themselves and maintaining a social order that no longer exists and will no longer exist, because nobody will allow this to continue. The people in Texas, the representatives are in Washington, D.C., fighting for democracy. Let's give them a hand as we fight voter suppression laws and all the measures that are being taken to keep brown, black, white, poor, anyone who argues against, I guess, for being able to vote. Oh, well, folks. We can keep talking, but I think it's time for us to say to you, we'll be seeing you again. Martin Espinal, el hijo de Tabito y mi yaya, from 172nd Street and Audubon in Washington Heights, New York City, living now here in the Reading Boogie Down, Pennsylvania. And we welcome you and we invite you to come back, stay strong. Be well. Be well. See you. Cornel West, professor of philosophy. Cornel West. If you give us a chance today, we're going to speak about the professor and his resignation from Harvard University. Good afternoon, good morning, good day to all of you. Martin Espinal, the exile exhorter, coming to you on this Wednesday, July 21st, 2021. If you keep up with the news cycle, you know that recently, Professor of Philosophy and Divinity, Religion, and whatnot, Cornel West, was forced, or I guess in his estimation, disrespected to the point that he felt compelled to resign from Harvard University. And there was a dispute over tenure. And as he has explained, in an institution such as Harvard or Princeton or Yale, I guess, the university president is the ultimate voice in making decisions about who stays and who goes, who gets tenure and who doesn't. And it seems that Cornel West, Professor West, got in trouble because of his politics. He's always been very clear that he feels that the Palestinian cause is one for much concern. And it seems that the Israeli agenda, the lobby and groups, Jewish and whatnot, may the president of Harvard decide that maybe the best thing was for Mr. West to continue, to keep moving forward by going elsewhere. He has been hired by Union Theological in New York, and he has been granted full tenure. I recall as a teacher that it takes at least 3 years of good service in the public school system in New York City for a principal to consider you for tenure. And I remember receiving it. I really had no clear understanding of it, but it made me feel good that I had achieved that distinction within the ranks in the school system. But I can see how Mr. West, Professor West, an eminent scholar, I mean, I refer to him as the brain, because the man knows more than I do, and that's not easy for me to concede. Yes, we all have egos, and for him not to have his ego massaged, and for him not to receive the accolades that he has warranted, that merits his scholarship, his furtherance of good causes to help humanity. And in that vein is where you have to see Brother West and what he espouses concerning the Palestinian cause. Because clearly, if we don't use rose-colored glasses, we know that Israel and the whole area, the whole dynamic in the Middle East, is one that is sort of like South Africa at some point. There's an apartheid of sorts that takes place. I've had people call for that. I have friends who tell me, man, I wish we had segregation again. And I'm like, well, why would you want that? And it's like, because, as you can see, the political tenor, the urgency in the country, the fact that this man who was once president, who was supposed to be a business tycoon, has taken over the conversation to the point that there is no truth no more. I mean, it's there, but it's for the taking, and you have to sift through the flour, the mess, the crap to get at it. It's unfortunate that Professor West, an eminent scholar of high distinction, who belongs in the pantheon of great philosophers, great educators, because the guy is gifted, receives this treatment, this form of disrespect, when what he questions is this whole thing. Let's say me, I've read a lot. So if I go into a school or a university and I'm going to teach, does my scholarship, my intellectual capabilities, my knowledge of books and whatnot, does that determine what field I will be teaching in? Or will it be based on my skin color? And it seems that a person like Professor West, who can teach on any level, regardless of race, gender, creed, or whatever the other things we bring up, for him to be put in some African-American studies kind of program is one of the things that he questioned, because you're not at the top tier in the academic ladder that exists. Academia is a business also. You have to publish and be out there. And Brother West has been able to do so, but still, I don't think he ranks. Look, Harvard denied him his tenure. He had to resign. That should tell you about the state of academia and who's really running the think tanks. Are we here for knowledge or indoctrination? It begs questions and it begs discussions. But I'm on the side of Professor West. Cornel West should receive all the accolades that merits a man of his stature, intellectually, philosophically, morally, socially, politically. He's a great man, and he should not have been treated in such a way. He should have been given the statue that he merits more than a Robert E. Lee or Stonewall Jackson. Let America be the great nation that it's supposed to be. But don't just talk the talk. You got to walk the walk. And to treat Cornel West in such a fashion teaches you that we are still so far away from being able to walk the walk and talk the talk. Until next time, this is Martin Espinal, the Exile Exhorter, telling you, man, this is wrong. And until we can correct it, we will never further the cause for social justice, equality in races, genders, and creed. America is a great dream, but it seems that the harbingers of the past, those who still harbor the feelings that their great cause was lost, and that rebel mentality still is out there, and it's being fed by a guy who really doesn't give a freaking F about none of his own followers. Donald Trump is a troglodyte, a man who only cares about himself, not even his own family is sacrosanct to him. Only thing he cares about is himself, that he's been able to do this and to sell this brand and to have so many people supposedly fooled. It's not by coincidence. The people that are following him love the idea that slavery was not such a bad thing. So why not continue it? And if we can, well, here we have a candidate that clearly wants to push things back to such a point that maybe the 19th century was not even suitable. We need to go back to the 17th century. My God. But this is the face of progress. The GOP has no face because their face is orange, buffoonish, and clownish. And it's a waste of time to even talk about the man. Cornel West in the house. Woo-hoo. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, alright? That's what I'm talking about. Let's give it up to Cornel West. Applause, please. See you next time. Martin Espinal, again, telling you, have a great day, have a great weekend, and happy birthday to my oldest daughter, May. Te quiero mucho, mi hija. Felicidades en tu cumpleaños. Adiós. Hasta la próxima. Martin Espinal. Bye. Good morning. From the Reading Boogie Down, Martin Espinal, the Exile Exhorter.
No me des una explicación. No soy quien para poner en duda tu reputación.
We recently had an opportunity. Good morning, everyone. I hope you are doing very well. And that when you get this and you hear this, that your health, more importantly than money, is okay. We won't talk about is it excellent or very good. When it comes to health, if you're okay, I'm okay. So anyway, we recently spent a weekend in New York City. It had been about 5 to 6 months since the last time I had been there. I must admit, it looked like David Dinkins was running the place. Honestly, It seemed like it was back in 1973 or whenever it was that Dinkins ever presided in the city of New York or whoever it was. But it seemed like a place out of time. It was grimy, dirty. And the homeless explosion, reminiscent of the 1930s. Tents. There were all kinds of odd structures. Good morning. And it just was very disconcerting to find myself back in New York City. And one of the things that hasn't changed is the fact that the people that I knew, the people that I know, instead of looking better, honestly, they looked worse. Bedraggled, grimy, dirty, drugs in their system. Heroin, once again running the city of New York. Heroin, the kingpin. It's as if nothing has changed. Frank Matthews is still running the city of New York. Forget Frank Lucas. He was never really a player. But it doesn't matter at the end of the day. When the kingpins are black and the victims are also black, brown, and poor whites, it's a nation in pain. It's a nation that is caught up in a crisis of health, not only mental, but also physical. It's a nation that still struggles with the big lie. How one man's ego overrides all else. All sense of common sense are lost when people hold on to ideals that are clearly not true. But somehow, it beckons them to a time of a rebel cause, a noble time, where supposedly knights and chivalry reigned supreme. It is all common sense, and it is all more than anything nonsense. War is destruction. War is conquering others. War is the interplay between individuals and kingdoms and whatnot in order to suppress each other. And what we have in our nation right now are moves to suppress people's ability to vote. It's an old game still being played. There's a cycle to it. It has never stopped. Ever since Lincoln signed that act, this saying, Emancipation Proclamation. How do you reconcile a nation built up on slavery and the fact that the people that, the remnants, the legacy, there's a movement afoot. It's always been, it seems, to continue to maintain this supremacy. There's a desire, and the numbers are shifting because at some point, the minority will be the white population. Then what happens then? And I think that's the real fear. Call me a minority. I'm not a minority. I'm part of a world population. Africans, Asians, you know, people of color. If you join the movement of people of color, then you don't need to feel this need, psychological and otherwise, to continue to proclaim your victory. You lost the Civil War, and the 2020 election was lost also. You have to learn how to let go. Let go. So that we can move forward. There's a lot of jobs in this country right now. A lot of people are being fed a bunch of lies. But we have to get back on the right side of history. There's no way other than the truth. You cannot let someone continue to tell the world, tell the nation, tell his supporters. Yes, he has a lot of them. Mr. Trump is a considerable, massive figure in more ways than one. His ego is above all else, his definition of self. But we must continue to fight the suppression, the oppression, and the depression that affects us will not be solved by people taking more and more pills. Unfortunately, that will not cure us or what ails us internally, morally, psychically, psychologically, mentally. It's something way deeper than that. And until we get to that point that we can come to grips with what our true history is, because that's the fear, to admit that, yeah, man, the U.S. got a messed up history, yo, especially the U.S. government. It's not the American people that are on trial. But if you continue to behave in the way that you have been behaving, believing the big lie, and creating these characters that are known as what, Karens? Just people going off board, y'all just nuts. There has to be a way around this. We can continue to talk, but we like to keep it at a 10-minute interval. That way people have 10 minutes to listen and determine whether they agree or disagree with what's been said. Good morning from Reading, Pennsylvania. Martin Espinel. Just talking about things, man. Because we do have problems, and problems need to be talked about, and people need to communicate. So until next time, you keep listening, we'll keep talking, and you have a good old day. God bless you. Thursday, July 22nd, 2021. Bye.